From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump meets his NATO alliance partners in Brussels Thursday and is expected to press the other 27 members to join the fight to defeat Islamic State. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke about that with reporters aboard Air Force One.
We do think that would be a really important step for them to take. They've been an observer, but they've become more and more engaged, you know, in the actual fight to defeat ISIS.
Tillerson expressed confidence NATO will become directly involved in the effort. Alliance Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said NATO in many ways is already a partner against IS.
NATO plays a role in the fight against terrorism in many different ways. We are supporting already the global coalition to defeat ISIS.
Stoltenberg said joining the fight will send a clear message of unity, especially in light of Monday's suicide bombing in Manchester, England. University of Waikato NATO analyst Joe Burton said NATO participation would lend legitimacy to the fight.
And this has been the case in the Afghanistan operation and a variety of different conflicts. America benefits in legitimacy terms from working with the broad coalition of European partners.
Mr. Trump also expected to urge NATO to pay a greater amount of burden-sharing cost for their defense, the goal being 2% of gross domestic product each within 7 years. Mr. Trump, on his first foreign trip, has met Muslim leaders, Israeli and Palestinian officials, and Pope Francis. After the meeting at the Vatican, the president said he's more determined than ever to pursue peace in the world. In the Somali capital Mogadishu Wednesday, a car bomb exploded, killing at least five, wounding several others near a police checkpoint. The insurgency Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. On the Kenyan side of the border, eight security officers were killed in two separate roadside bombings Wednesday in Mandera in northeast Kenya. He was also claimed by Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. British and Libyan security forces have detained more suspects in the wake of Monday's Manchester bombing that killed 22 and wounded dozens, some critically, at a concert venue. Libyan authorities questioned the brother and father of one of the bomber, Salman Abedi, his brother suspected of having links to Islamic State. British police have detained several suspects. Manchester Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said there's an uptick in security in the city.
People across Greater Manchester will have seen a significant increase in the number of armed officers on mobile patrol and at static points across the city. We have been supported by forces from across the northwest and beyond.
Britain Tuesday raised its threat level to the highest, critical, and deployed troops to bolster police. Royal United Services Institute analyst Mohamed Elshimi said Monday's attack suggests the bomber had help.
The use of a bomb indicates a much more sophisticated style of attack in contrast to what we saw with the recent attack in Westminster. This is a bit more sophisticated, which does suggest that the bomb maker or the assistants came from elsewhere.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility, but British and U.S. intelligence have not confirmed the extremist group was involved. Two suspected suicide bombings rocked a bus terminal in the Indonesian capital, Jakarta, Wednesday, killing at least three policemen and wounding several other people. It's not clear who was responsible. Brazil's embattled president, Michel Temer, has ordered troops to defend government buildings in the capital, Brasilia, after thousands of protesters Wednesday demanded that Mr. Temer, accused of corruption, leaves office. Thousands marched toward the presidential palace. While most were peaceful, small groups wearing masks threw stones at police who responded with tear gas. Some entered the agriculture ministry and set part of the building on fire. Mr. Temer, who took office after his predecessor, Dilma Rousseff, was impeached and removed from office, has vowed not to resign, saying it would be an admission of guilt. Meanwhile, socialist Lenin Moreno was sworn in Wednesday as Ecuador's president. He vowed to maintain the social programs of his predecessor, Rafael Correa, who did not seek re-election. An Ethiopian court Wednesday convicted a journalist of inciting violence against the state. Newspaper editor Getachew Shifora was arrested 2 years ago, charged with communicating with a member of the Jinbat 7, a band group linked to Ethiopia's neighbor and rival, Eritrea. He faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Former top professional golfer Tiger Woods said he's ready to return to the links after back surgery, his fourth operation to ease chronic pain. The 14-major champion, whose last tournament victory was 2008, said at age 41 he had no plans to retire. He said months of rehabilitation, however, lie ahead. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.